there's over 20 parks here in Hayes. Mm-hmm. You know, so one of the things that I would say to families is find a new park every week.
Summertime is nearly here, and that means an opportunity to work on personal fitness. Fort Hays State University's Drew Gannon stops by to speak with Jeff Liker about ways to take advantage of the warmer weather on this episode of the Post Podcast.
It's summertime. I know that school's getting out. Some kids are already out, and so it's about getting moving this summer and being active. I've seen a lot of people out moving around either on the trails or the park, so trying to do that in a healthy way and in a safe way as well.
Okay. And so what would be a healthy and safe way to be out on the trails? And
yeah. Things? So first and foremost, make sure you hydrate. We know that that's super important. If you're going to try to go out for a walk, try to do it in the morning or the evening when it's a little bit cooler. We also want to think about taking breaks. You know, a lot of times on those trails, they've got benches. So don't be afraid if you're getting tired, if it's getting pretty warm, stop and take a break, sit down. Think about putting sunscreen on. I know that that's one that maybe goes without being said, but sometimes we need a little reminder to put that sunscreen on as well.
Yeah. There seems to be a sense of pride though, too. Like, you know, don't show any weakness when you're working out and everything, but all the professionals, they take breaks. They hydrate.
For sure.
You don't need to be a manly man to drink water.
For sure. Yeah. 100%. And Start slow. You know, if it's been a while since you've been moving, start slow. I was talking to a guy just the other day, and he's getting ready to play in a golf tournament. And he's like, I haven't swung my clubs in probably a year. You know, maybe get out, take it slow, go out a couple times for a short amount of time before you hit it for a long period of time, maybe an hour or so. You know, take it slow. Take 10 minutes, 15 minutes. If it's been a while, you know, maybe go out a couple short times before you try to maybe conquer the 5K.
Yeah, exactly. Now, it's obvious from my appearance, I am not a gym guy or anything. I have plenty of buddies who are gym dudes and everything. And they tell me, you know, you just got to go and you'll get addicted. I have never been addicted. There is something about going to the gym that I just do not like. What I do like is I like to have fun. I skateboard, I ride my bike, I walk with my kids and things like that. Those are options for getting active this summer.
Yeah. You know, we say we want to see adults be active for 150 minutes a week. We'd love to see kids be active for 60 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. You know, you can think about, you know, like going to the park, like you said, going on a bike ride, going for a walk, going to the skate park. Those are all great options to get moving. You know, there's over 20 parks here in Hayes. Mm-hmm. You know, so one of the things that I would say to families is find a new park every week. You know, you're not even going to hit a new park every week if you go to one new park each week. During the summertime, you know, maybe that's even two parks. You know, kids, when they go to a new park, they're going to go explore. They're going to run around. They're going to burn off some extra energy. Mm-hmm. And when they burn off extra energy, it's going to be easier at home later on at night. You know, so think about it that way. It might be a little chore to load the kids up and go to the park, but it maybe will reap your benefit. You might reap the benefits later on.
Yeah. Might not even need the melatonin gummies at the end of the night.
That's right. That's right. Yep.
Yeah. I have three kids ages 4 to 7. And it feels like, one, they're putting away calories like no other, and not really gaining any weight. Like if I could eat like them and still maintain my figure, I'd be very, very happy. But how important is it really for kids to stay active and things?
Yeah. So obviously the calorie burn for kids, they're usually consuming quite a bit of food. But also just the muscle development, mm-hmm. The bone structure growth, and it's super vital. And then just even, you know, we think about the bodily aspects of growth and development, but also the skill development, you know, mm-hmm. for them to learn new skills. And then also, you know, they're not in school. So maybe they're not being challenged so much in the school books, but we can challenge them mentally with new activities. You know, mm-hmm. one of the things I tell families is like, hey, go in the backyard and just create an obstacle course for your kids, grab boxes, things in the backyard. Then kids will have to figure out how to conquer that obstacle course. And it doesn't have to be anything crazy, or create a new game. You just make up a game. Kids from young to even college age love made up games because mm-hmm. they have to figure out a way to beat the game and conquer the game. And that challenges them both physically and mentally.
Yeah. I'm thinking of Calvin Ball from Calvin and Hobbes.
Yes.
Yeah. The game where like all the rules are just made up on the fly and everything. Yep. Yeah, exactly. You're probably too young for that though.
No, I know what you're talking about for sure. You know, and even, you know, when we talk about backyard stuff, you know, adults love to play cornhole. Mm-hmm. Kids love to play cornhole too.
Yep.
So, you know, get the kids involved, go out and play with them. It can be simple things like that.
Yeah. I don't know if I need to expose my kids to how aggressive I am at cornhole though too. Like I don't quite need that, level of therapy in their life. But that could be another thing though too, is, overcoming conflict, and maybe losing gracefully or
sure.
Something 100%, like that too.
You yeah. know, that's a great development teaching aspect, for kids as well. Maybe some of them don't love to learn it as well.
Yeah.
I can think of my little nephew. He does not like to lose, whatever yep. it is. But it's a good teaching point for them as well, you know? And one of the things that I always tell kids is, or parents, is that kids love water, mm-hmm. you know, and I know we're in Hayes and water's a touchy subject, but,
yeah.
You know, you can fill up a water gun and play, and it can escalate things. The next thing you know, you run around in the backyard and chasing your kids.
Yeah.
And your kids are chasing you. So,
or even still the Arc Park splash pad.
100%. The splash pad is a great addition to this community. You know, you're the water's being recycled. So there's our water safety aspect.
Mm-hmm.
But then also just the kids are running around and they're exploring things and they're trying new things out. And one thing I love about the Arc Park splash pad is there's some aspects where they can be challenged mentally to think and figure out how to make certain fountains work and turn certain ones on and change the way the flow of the water goes. And so that's a great option as well. The splash pad has been a great addition to this community. And it just opened this week, I saw. Mm-hmm. So it's back open and
yeah.
ready to be used.
Yeah. Okay. And then as far as pre-workout goes, or pre-activity goes, stretching, obviously.
100%. Yeah. Yeah.
What are some good, just simple stretches for somebody to do to get ready for activity?
You know, I really like dynamic stretching, and I mean that in the sense of going back to when you were in grade school, think about what you did to warm up for PE.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, you did high knees and you did butt kicks and maybe you did walking lunges. You jogged backwards. Think about some of those little things that you did when you were back in grade school. Those are just as good as sitting down and maybe even better than sitting down and stretching. So, you know, maybe doing that side-to-side shuffle. Those little basic things that you did in grade school are great lifetime warm-up activities.
Yeah. I know when I first got back onto the skateboard for the first time in 20 years, one, like I had to buy the right equipment because, you know, a skateboard from Walmart, which is rated for like 115 pounds, it's not going to cover me and it's not going to roll very well. But aside from that, you know, the first couple of times out, I, you know, was really, really dangerous about it in the sense that I didn't stretch beforehand. It felt like I didn't have proper balance on it too.
Yeah.
And then I decided to just go ahead and like, you know, do some yoga, do a little bit of stretching beforehand. And it was like riding a bicycle again after that,
yep.
especially after that amount of time.
Yep. Yep. And the other great thing, if you are sore, so let's say you have gone out and you didn't warm up or you went from doing nothing to I'm going to play 18 holes of golf and you're sore the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Get out and move. Try to walk around a little bit the next few days and walk that soreness out and hydrate.
Yeah.
That hydration will help to push that soreness out. I hear people say, I'm so sore and I don't want to go out and move again. That's the best thing that you can do.
Yeah.
Get out and move again.
Yeah. And I believe potassium is good for muscle cramps.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. You can hydrate it with potassium, you know, eat some bananas. You know, it's also as well sports drinks. You know, they have a lot of sugar in them. Don't be afraid to water those down.
Sure.
Cut it in half. But those are good options as well.